It's 12:34. With the opioid crisis driving up overdose rates across the Ohio Valley, a once obscure medication is becoming a household feature. Naloxone can reverse an overdose and, with training, can be administered by just about anyone. Aaron Payne reports that the drug is saving lives but is no silver bullet for the region's addiction problems.
The sound of sirens in Campbell County, West Virginia these days has a good chance of signaling an overdose. EMS Director Gordon Mary says through September 24th, his agency has responded to 622 overdose calls this year. EMS last year responded to more than 900 overdoses, more than in the past 3 years combined. The county received national attention in August after responding to 26 overdoses in just 4 hours.
That many overdoses in that short a time was a challenge. It just took us off guard there for the first 5 minutes or so.
All 26 victims that night survived, thanks in part to the medication naloxone. During an overdose, a person will stop breathing. If the victim can't be resuscitated through emergency breathing, naloxone, also known by its brand name Narcan, is administered as a shot or sprayed in the nose. The medicine essentially sweeps opioids off receptors in the brain and allows breathing to resume. Director Mary has been with Campbell County EMS for over 40 years. He says he can remember a time around 20 years ago when they started carrying naloxone.
Very little usage back when I was on their vehicle. Unfortunately, as time goes by, our usage has increased dramatically.
With overdose rates increasing over the last decade, governments have pushed for more access to the drug. Kentucky is now having naloxone supplies stocked in locations not previously thought of: factories, government buildings, and schools. Drug Control Policy Director Van Ingram says his office was approached by Adapt Pharma about offering 2 doses free of charge to any high school in Kentucky.
So we put together a training for school nurses representing almost every district in Kentucky and then gave them the option of accepting that Narcan kit.
Some question whether it was needed with few students across Kentucky suffering from overdoses and even fewer actually overdosing while in the school building. But Ingram says schools bring in many different people.
Not just students, but staff and people coming to events at the school. So they're a natural gathering place of people, and that lends itself to this type of a program.
Ohio worked to get naloxone in the homes of those at high risk for overdoses. In 2012, Project Dawn, which stands for Deaths Avoided with Naloxone, was created. Now at 50 locations across the state, anyone can get a simple 20-minute training and walk out with 2 free doses of naloxone. Jolene DeFuhrheimer with the Ohio Department of Health says simplicity was key.
I think it was a very important part of making sure that it was easy for that person to do so it could be replicated and people would not be nervous about administering it.
She says they collect data on who comes in for training in order to find the best way to make the program more successful.
Not only looking at just that process of how many kits are being distributed, how many people are we reaching, but the impact.
Early research indicates these programs are successful. Gordon Mary says he hopes they expand for the sake of those at risk of overdose.
I wouldn't deny anybody the help. I think anything we can do to get them help is the right thing to do.
But he cautions naloxone is not an antidote to the epidemic overall. The day I spoke with the director, his crews had already dealt with fatal overdoses.
2 deaths today. And the one house we've been to numerous times.
Naloxone is no substitute for proper treatment, but at least it can keep a person alive long enough to make the decision to seek help. For the Ohio Valley Resource, I'm Aaron Payne in Huntington, West Virginia.
Ohio Valley Resource is made possible with support from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting and WEKU.